Never been here before. What a beautiful place. Thank you for coming to see us. We appreciate it. Smoking a lot of dope and writing poetry. And, hey, that sounds like a real gig. So I did. And on that journey wrote this song. Yeah. I used to be a king. Everything around me turned to gold.
Thank you. It's emotional.
roller coaster that I'm on right now has been very interesting. I think as a performer, you have to kind of put yourself right back in the place that you were feeling when you wrote the song, you know? And sometimes that gets a little weird, especially with 25 of them in a row. In 1971, I think it was, maybe the end of 1970, CSNY played a show in Vancouver, in British Columbia. We did a good show, and we'd go to the airport, and next day to fly back to California. And we got to the desk, and they let Crosby through. They let Stephen through. Holy shit, they let Neil Young back into the country. But not me. Don't know why, my visa, I thought my visa was good. It looked square and printed, and you know, what more do you need? He gave me an incredible scene at the airport there for a couple of hours trying to figure out with the British embassy whether I was English or not. All he had to do was listen to me talk. You know? Anyway. I was furious on the plane, I must admit, thinking about it, because I don't know if you're the same as me. I don't like to be left out. I don't. I'll be honest. So I went back to my house in San Francisco and wrote Immigration Man. Danny Fontaine, everybody, on guitar. While we're traveling around this country and traveling around the world, we each have our own buses, of course. And Shane and I share one. So, in a month, in October of 2014, Shane and I wrote 20 songs together. And we took, we finished the CSN tour, we took Christmas off, and came back in January into the Village in Santa Monica right here, brilliant, great studio, and recorded those 20 songs in 8 days. So it was incredibly fast and a delightful experience. Shane put together an incredible band of people for me, really incredible. Jim Devereaux on drums and his partner Jennifer Condos on bass, Patrick Warren on keyboards, Todd Caldwell and Ian Shane. So we'd like to do a couple for you. The record itself is called This Path Tonight, and it seems to have been rather well. Here it is.
Stumbling to my heart.
is back tonight. I think the duty of every artist is to be as honest as possible and also to reflect the times in which we live. I wish a woman had said that. I forgot where I was. This is probably the most honest song that I've been involved with. It's a song that Shane and I wrote. I'd like to do this for my girlfriend, Amy Grant, and it's called Myself at Last. Light is slowly fading, and the night comes on so fast. I'm drowning in my dreams. It's so hard to fight my past. And when it's hard to count the cost, and I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. And the day that breaks before me may never be surpassed. And the question haunting me is my future just my past? So I'm screaming at the universe, just enough to make her laugh. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. And with everything I've ever done, well, I'm trying to be my best, but everyone I've ever loved has been some kind of test. When everything is said and done, it's sometimes hard to find what's lost. This lonesome road to lose myself at last. My dreams are only memories. And they all went by so fast. I was drifting on an ocean blue, like a ship without a mast. You saved my soul at last. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road. But I found myself the last. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road. Yes, I found myself at last. Song that I wrote on a bet I won $500 with became CSN's biggest single hit. Don't ask me how it works.
Just a song before I go to the beacon sun. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the show's over, we have to get back home. When we opened up the door, I had to be alone. She helps me with my suitcase. She stands before my eyes, driving me to the airport into the friendly sky. Finally looked at me and she was gone. It's easy to get
sat down at the piano. It's a song I wrote on the ocean for the great whales.
Over the phone.
I'm going to do one more for you, then I'm going to take a short break. One of the nice things about being alone, even though obviously I'm playing with an incredibly great musician, but from a very selfish point of view, I get to play only the songs I want to sing. Fantastic. Because I was, you know, I was a democratic one. I always wanted four of mine and four of David's voice, Stephen's voice, and everything. But we write much more than that, of course, you know, so what do you do, right? No matter how many songs we have written and no matter how many records we have made in our lives, we could have made more. We haven't been so fucked up. Who said that? That's why I wrote this song. This song the morning that Joni and I broke up. Hey, 40 odd years ago, come on. The world turns, as they say. And even though it was kind of fresh and kind of unfinished, but I decided that I would do it that night, this was 1971 CSNY at Fillmore East in New York City. And I got up the courage to do this brand new song, and then I looked up and I saw Joni sitting in the front row. But I'd already started the chord, you know, so I'm not a good enough musician to know how the fuck to get out of the stage right now. Anyway. I am a simple man, and so I sing a simple song. I've never been so much in love, and never hurt so bad at the same time. I am a simple man, so I play a simple tune. Wish that I could see you once again across the room, like the first time. The ending of the tale is the singing of this song. Make me proud to be your own, and only you can make me strong, like the last time. I just wanna hold you, I don't wanna hold you now. I hear what you're saying, you're spinning my song we don't get to do often. This is me, can you take another look? Did I see you looking blindly at your book? Is it all that you thought it took? Can this road be taken at all? Were you looking for signs along the way? Can you see by a lonely line of day. Is this road really the only way? Can this road be taken? Taken at all? Lost it on the highway. Down section. It's kind of like how difficult life was after World War II in the north of England. And then the last section is about these golden days, because I know it's fucked. I know how bad it is out there. Believe me, I'm aware every single second. I know all about climate change and all about terrorism and Donald Trump. I must confess, I was curious as to whose dick was bigger. You Americans never cease to amaze me. Golden days. I used to be in a band. Made up of my friends, we played across the land when music had no end. And so, beginning, we sang with all our hearts and everything we had. Everything we gave came back to everyone. In the olden days, songs with soul and words with so much hope for a brighter day. Try to find their way through the nowadays it seems that we all need to care and follow all our dreams and answer all our prayers. What happened to all you needed in love? Time will always pass. There goes another day. So slowly and so fast that you can lose your way to these golden days. Songs with soul and words with soul. Here's another song I haven't played for a long time. I wrote this, I don't know, 25 years ago, wasn't it? It's called A House of Broken Dreams. Throw shadows on the wall, and memories are mountains to climb, knowing everyone can fall. And here, where the cobwebs count the hours, since we let the laughter clear the air. Painfully trying to touch, knowing that we used to care. Separate houses, separate hearts. It's hard to fight the feeling tearing us apart. In this house of broken. Castles in the air, while we're keeping both feet on the ground. 'Cause if your heart can touch another heart, love can turn it all around. Get rid of those empty glances and empty sighs. Our tears of longing will fill your eyes. And in this house of broken dreams, love lies. Shane and I are going to do a song that we wrote for our friend Lou Von Halen. It's been a hell of a year, hasn't it? And we're only in April. We've lost a lot of really good people, especially this yesterday, one of the greatest, Prince. So in honor of all of them, because we want to celebrate their lives in music as well as just mourn their passing, some of Shane and I wrote called Back Home. Look inside and you will find you. Take your time, 'cause time will take you. And from your sky, the sun is falling. But Mother Earth will soon be calling you back home. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. At the speed of light, time slowly passes. And at the end, I guess nothing matters. So live your life before the wind scatters you at home. So take a breath and soul will fly across the border, taking you back home. In the early 70s, CSN Myatt played a show at the Royal Albert Hall in London, and the next day was a day off. And all you musicians out there, you know how precious a day off is. Laundry, more pizza, you know. What I decided to do with my day off is I got up at dawn, I rented myself a 1928 Rolls Royce and a driver. Because then I went to a dealer's house, scored some acid, and visited Stonehenge. Hey, I'm still here. You know, those times when I did this in the early 70s, you could actually go and touch all those rocks, those beautiful stones. You could lie in the middle. I lay in the middle of Stonehenge for about a million years. And then I took a walk down to Winchester Cathedral, which is close. Now, let us all remember the state of mind that I'm in at that moment. Walking down the nave towards our statue of Jesus, felt this incredible feeling in my legs. Obviously, looked down at my legs to see if they were still there. They were, but they felt weird. And I'm looking down and I'm standing on the grave of a soldier that died in 1799. That wasn't unusual. The unusual part was that he died on my birthday. And behind the acid,
this can't be the way. Listen to
Come on, Ellie. It's very, very beautiful. I'm very proud of it. Yeah, she's doing better and better. It's going to be a little slower than we thought, but the other day she called for her paints. And you can't be that fucked up if you want to paint, you know? You know, songs come from the weirdest places. You never know when they're going to come. That one was born when I took Joni to breakfast at Art's Deli on Ventura Boulevard. And we finished breakfast, we were walking back to her car and passed an antique store. And we were curious, we looked in the window, and she saw a beautiful vase that she wanted to buy. So she bought it, and we went back to her house. One of them gray, rainy, cold Los Angeles mornings, that's sometimes going to happen. And so we got to her house, and Laura came in, and I got went through the front door, and I said, "Hey, John, why don't I light a fire, and you put some flowers in that vase that we bought today?" Can take a hint. Better. kind of warm up our voices a little before going on the stage, just to make sure that we can still sing. Notes are coming out. And one of the things that we like to sing is a Beatles song. So, we're going to do one.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, sucking eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Single teacher in the world.
Ever ask them why it is only worth while.
look at them and sigh.
And can you hear our tender years? You can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please touch them when your youth is in secret truth before they came back.
God bless every single one of you.
Get in touch with me, man.
Sounds good.
I owe you some music.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for being a taper friendly
no problem,
brother, man.
No problem.
That was so fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Huh? Oh yeah, shit. I got. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you too,
I'll
man.
Look forward to that
I'll send you an email, man, and I'll hook you up. Oh my god.
Good luck with your move to Texas.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Have fun.
Good to meet you, buddy. Thanks for being taper friendly, man. Appreciate it.